Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 5, Episode 16, Side B. This is a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not better than that, in the mainstream. Our podcast is made up of two parts, Side A and Side B. Side A, 1 week, Side B, the next. Side A is an entertaining magazine-style show with lots of different sections. It's lots of fun. We have lots of laughs and lots of banter. We have guests. And yeah, definitely worth checking out. You should go check out episode 16, Side A, now. That's out. We had some fun on that. I ended up doing a cover of a Beastie Boys track for the genre section, which was a laugh. So yeah, go check that out. We'll leave links in the show notes. Wherever you are now, also, if you'd be so kind as to just give us a rating, that'd be great. Just press pause or something and just go and press, you know, just give us a 5 stars and a thumbs up or whatever, and a subscribe. Not only helps us, but it helps get the artists heard as well. So do that. So yeah, the B-side is all about the music. It's all about the submissions we get. We get lots of submissions. So Side A 1 week, Side B the next. Side B is, like I say, we're just going to play some of the best music of the week. That's pretty much it. So yeah, I'm going to kick things off with our first artist, who is Sid Seth. That's who we're going to play first. Sid Seth with his song, Simple Yet True.
Hey, I'm Sid Seth. I'm a singer-songwriter from India, currently based in New York. I guess I would call my music pop, influenced by the many genres that I grew up listening to. So, such as soul, R&B, singer-songwriter, rock, classical, and even Hindustani music. You know, for me, it's always about the vocals. And that's like my drawing in factor. Or like, it should be a well-written song. So yeah, songwriters. So artists like Simon and Garfunkel, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, or Stevie Wonder, presently in the likes of Bruno Mars, Maverick Sabre, Chris Martin. Okay, I'll keep going on otherwise. But yeah, my new single, Simple Yet True, has an uplifting vibe and a drive in its core. It's a hopeful song. I wrote it at a time in my life when I really needed these words and nobody else was really saying them to me, but you know, I just got it out of my system in a way, and in a way it was nice to hear the words, I guess I would say. So I hope it does that for someone out there who just needs these words, like, you know, there's hope. A little bit about this story of how I wrote it. So I started painting and I'm not a professional painter, but I saw an image when I painted, you know, this thing. And it kind of took me back to like a long forgotten childhood memory. And Simple Yet True was born out of that. I'd really love it if you could check it out and connect with me if you enjoy it. I guess hear it while probably driving when you go and get your coffee or chocolate ice cream. Because I love chocolate ice cream. If you like pistachio, go get yourself pistachio. I don't know. I'm going to promote chocolate. I don't know, when you're just taking a stroll and enjoying it. Or you're just chilling with your bestie. I don't know. Just enjoy it. It's got an uplifting vibe. It should do you good. connect with me on my TikTok. It's Sid_Seth. Or Insta, which would be Sid Seth Sings. Or the simplest one I would say is SidSeth.com. That's my website. And I have everything over there in terms of all my social links, a mailing list, and I post about my shows, about just basically about my music. So yeah, if you want to connect with me over there, that'd be great. And I really can't wait to share more music with you guys. But for now, please enjoy Simple Yet True.
Show you another side of life. Nothing brand new, just need a different light. Here's a way you can feel paradise. You gotta let go of the mind. If you inside these waters, let's move. If you believe it's simply true, there's hope. I can see you in your inner city.
So that was Sid Seth with his song Simple Yet True. A lovely song there, really nice, quite unique. It had a very unique sound to it. I liked it a lot. So yeah, I'll leave links to Sid Seth and all the other artists we play in the show notes so you can go check them out. We're going to move on to our next artist now. No messing about, because you're not here to listen to me. If you're listening to the B-side, you're here to listen to the artists. So our next artist is Kay Victoria with her song DJ My Body.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Kay Victoria, and I am from Los Angeles, originally from St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. So my sound is like R&B pop soul with eccentric influences. Like, I love to keep it interesting when I write music. The story behind the song we are playing is, it's called DJ My Body, and it's a hot record that you could play in the club or with your significant other. So people can find me at imkvictoria on Instagram, facebook.com/kvictoriamusic, and my website, which is imkvictoria.com. Big up LA Massive, big up Toronto, big up my Caribbean people all across the world. One love.
Turn the lights up.
Body by Kay Victoria. Go check her out. Links in the show notes. I love that a lot. That gave me 90s vibes, and 90s was my era. That was a bop. That made me want to dance. So I'll be checking out more of her stuff. Next, we're going to move on to the Rude Awakening with their song Emerald Dancer.
Hello.
Hello.
We are Johnny and
Bridget,
otherwise known as
the Rude Awakening. We are an electronic duo, songwriters, performers, musicians from
Warwickshire in England. We've been writing and performing together since about 2018.
we are inspired by amazing and great musicians such as Gary Newman,
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark,
Erasure,
Soft Cell.
Oh, you said OMD.
Yeah, we're so influenced by them.
The Passage, Toya,
and others.
And that's only the ones you might have heard of.
So what's the story behind Emerald Dancer?
Emerald Dancer is a song about...
So Emerald Dancer is about...
About how you can have different facets to your life, and you've got a day life and an evening life, different roles, and you become two different people.
And it's how you juggle the two.
Yeah. Dressed in green.
Or leather.
And dancing.
It's the very dodgy crossover area between reality and fantasy.
You mean life.
And if you want to find out more about our lovely music, you can find us on Bandcamp under The Rude Awakening.
And www.abnormalproductions.rocks/news.
Or facebook.com/The Rude Awakening UK.
On our Patreon page at patreon.com/The Rude Awakening.
And on Twitter at Rude Awakening 69.
Snigger.
So we really hope you enjoy our song Emerald Dancer by The Rude Awakening.
Rude Awakening by Emerald Dancer. That's not true at all. I said that completely fucking wrong. That was Emerald Dancer by Rude Awakening. Go check those guys out. A very interesting sound. That soundbite that they sent across, explaining themselves, their bio and everything, is easily one of the best ones I think I've ever received. That was so funny. I just love that so much. She seems batshit crazy, but I love it. I love it, yeah. He seems so serious and he wanted to be so professional. And she was trying to be professional, but at the same time, she didn't really give a shit. And I just loved it. Brilliant. In fact, you guys seem like a right pair of characters. If you'd like to come on the A-side sometime, check it out. Go check out the A-side if you like it and you'd like to be a part of it. We'd be happy to have you on. Just shoot me an email. So what's next? What do we have next? We have Orange G with the song Do You.
Hi, this is Orange G. I'm an indie folk artist in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My influences span a wide range, anywhere from Billy Joel to Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. My favorite band is probably Bright Eyes, a huge Bright Eyes fan. You can find me on social media at Orange G Music. Orange, the color, G, the letter, music, the most beautiful word in all of the universe. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. And the song you're going to hear is Do You. It's the second release off my debut album, The Void Bereft, which comes out October 14th. I'm really excited about the album. It's going to be available on CD. You can pre-order it on my Bandcamp page. Do You is about the kindest words that you could say to somebody, which is don't change, be yourself. Embrace yourself. And I just was hit when I wrote the song by how seldom we hear those words of encouragement from people we love. And so I hope it serves as a source of inspiration and a reminder to tell people you love in your life that they are sufficient.
They say words don't mean a thing. Oh, they often bite and sting, and our hearts are kind of prone. So many sticks and stones may not change your mind. We're often kind of blind. No matter how long you peer, far-sighted in the mirror. So please don't change your thing, you're a wonderful human being, just the way you are. They'll paint you in the stars, I'll see you in the sky most every single night. Keep you on my mind until the end of time. To mom or aunt, that longtime family friend, it won't mean anything. And we walk through life so long before we ever meet anyone who knows just what to say and keep our tears at bay. So please don't change a thing, you're a wonderful human being, just the way you are. They'll paint you in the stars, I'll see you in the sky most every single night. Keep you on my mind until the end of time. Space saves your life. You're a wonderful human being, just the way you are. I paint you in the stars, I see you in the sky most every single night. I keep you on my mind until the end of time. The right stories about how you came to be, to keep you in their hearts, to paint you in stars.
Orange G with his song Do You. Did you like that? Did you? I did. I liked it. If you liked it also, you should go check him out. Show notes, links, he'll be in there. So, moving on, moving swiftly on, we have next on our list, World Cub. One word, World Cub. With his song, their song, I can't remember if it's a band, I think it's a band. World Cub, it's got to be a band, isn't it? Why would one person call himself World Cub? World Cub with their song, Look Through the Keyhole.
Hello, I'm Dion from a band called World Cub. We're based in North Wales on the foot of Yrwyddfa, which is Snowdon. We play melodic psychedelic rock with hints of William Onyebur and 80s experimental McCartney. The song is all about a door to a past life and how we keep revisiting things, whether it's memories, old haunts, old Elvis collection or last night's pizza, and you find it's never the same. Check us out on our social media handle, World Cub World, or go to our website, worldcubworld.com.
World Cup. They're coming at you from a town in Wales with some absolute psychedelic rock shit. Very interesting, very strange. It's the kind of stuff that makes you have to think about what you're listening to. But I liked it. So, World Cup, check them out, show notes. Before we move on to our next artist, I'd just like to plug our Patreon, because we spend a lot of time and money putting together these podcasts and what we do on the network for other creators and other artists. It's pretty much, you see, it's more than a part-time job now, but I'm not getting paid for it. And I'm not looking to get paid, we're not looking to get rich, we just want to be able to cover our overheads. So we have a Patreon. If you want to join our Patreon, you'll get exclusive benefits. You'll have access to our members-only area, where you can discuss things with us, you can chat with us, you can connect with other creators. If you're an artist, you can post your stuff over there and we'll promote it for you. And if you're an artist and you join our Patreon, we'll give you exclusive plays on the B-side. So every time you release a new song, we'll give it a play and we'll give it a push on our channels. So yeah, and other stuff, there's other opportunities, like there'll be giveaways and stuff soon. So yeah, please consider supporting us for just the price of a cup of coffee a month. It means the world to us and it just helps us cover our overheads. Next, we have Lost from the Start with their song Lorem Ipsum.
Hi everyone, we are Lost from the Start, all the way from Belgium. 6 years ago we started out as a female fronted popping band, but we've had some lineup changes and also our own sound changed as well. So nowadays, we would like to label our music as emo rock, because we are influenced by different kinds of bands, such as Bring Me the Horizon, A Day to Remember, Dream State, and many, many more. Our new song, Lorem Ipsum, was written after the first lockdown in Belgium. This song tries to capture the feeling of loneliness and emptiness that many people experienced during that time. It starts with a single guitar that also represents this feeling, and it kind of builds up to a climax. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Our music is also available on all streaming platforms, so just give us a spin.
By Lost from the Start. If you like that, you can check them out in the show notes. And if you really like it, or if you really like any of the artists that we've played, you should support them. Go over to Bandcamp and buy their albums and their singles. You support independent artists because Spotify and all the big corporations don't give a shit and they won't support them, so it's down to their fans. So yeah, show them some support. Show us some support. We'd love that. But yeah, Lost from the Start, Lorem Ipsum, check them out. Next is White Rabbit Object with a song of theirs called Once More Down the Rabbit Hole. Now, we played them on last week's A-side, and I don't think we've ever played the same song 2 weeks in a row. We don't usually do that, but I really like this song. This one will probably be my song of the year. I think I really like this a lot, so I thought I'd bring it again. And plus, they sent over some voice notes which didn't make it into the A-side, so I thought it only prudent and fair to play it on this episode. So I'm going to play out with them. Thank you for joining me. If you've been listening, I appreciate you sitting down and listening to the musics and my wafflings. Check out the A-side. You can go to www.yhhtmpc.com. You can find out everything we do over there and lots of other stuff, lots of other podcasts and shit. If you want to become part of what we do, you want to have your music played on here, you can send your music to info@yhhtmpc.com. Send your EPKs and your submissions over there and we will check them out. Is there anything else? I don't think so. Patreon covered, website covered. Follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter and all them. Engage with us. Tell us what you thought of the music. We'd love to hear from you. We have a Discord. I don't go on there very often. I should probably pay more attention to the Discord, but we have one. You can go over there and join our community. I think we've got a community, I'm not sure, but yeah, go check that out and just engage and shit. But yeah, next week we have season 5 episode 17 side A, which is gonna be much fun. We have a special guest, Andy Sturon, joining us, and we've got lots planned for that episode. It's gonna be lots of fun with the head-to-heads and the games and the icebreaker and the history section and loads of shit going on. So go check it out. Go and check out season 5. We've had a good season this year, but I'm just chatting shit now, so I'm just gonna go. So this has been season 5 episode 16 side B. Thank you so much for liking, rating and subscribing.
Hey everyone, my name is River and I am the lead singer and rhythm guitarist for White Rabbit Object and we are from Chicago, Illinois. We are an alternative rock outfit and our influences are as diverse as the four of us. Sometimes it's straight rock and roll, sometimes it's blues, sometimes it's funky, sometimes it's ambient and visceral, but at our very core we are Roadhouse Raunch. Our song, Once More Down the Rabbit Hole, definitely takes a different meaning for all of us that are in the band. Some of us say it's the Book of Job. Some of us say it is this chaos, unorganized circus of sound. But I think at the song's very core, it is about finding yourself and finding meaning later in your life than you really want to, and sort of questioning your surroundings and wondering, you know, how can I only be coming to this moment in my life now when I've had so much time that's now behind me? And I think that this song is really relatable and incredibly different in its approach, and I think that the sound is just something that people haven't heard before and something that is unique to the music scene and that people will be very receptive to. If you're looking to hear more music, want to know where we're headed next, you can visit our website, whiterabbitobject.com. That's whiterabbitobj.com. And we're going on a little tour. We're heading to Minneapolis. We are going to Louisville, Nashville, and Memphis, so we will be bringing the rock and roll baptism to a city near you.
Was a spooky little sunrise in the afternoon. When I saw your face,
I was dreaming of playing cards, the queen of hearts, fighting myself in inner space. The Mad Hatter walked in the room, introduced me to you, wanted me of your embrace. We tumbled down the rabbit hole. Corruption, storm clouds laugh at our escape. Secrets lie down in the cellar, making the air all so bitter. Feelings of you I can't erase. We tumble down the rabbit hole.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.